Welcome to another episode of Spock Sports Show, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. It's a look at everything sports here in the Mid-Michigan area. And now, here's your host, Chris Spock.
Chris Bachman hanging out in Shepherd. If you hear some baseball, softball noises in the background, yet we're talking during practice. And Coach Loonsfoot, Shepherd softball coach, first of all, thanks for taking a little time out of practice chat with me, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Start of the season, the weather, is this the best weather year you've ever had to start a season?
We started March. March was fantastic. We had really good sun. We were on the field second day of practice. April, it felt like we were playing in frozen tundra. And then just finally started to warm up.
So. I guess I'm forgetting about that April stretch, aren't
yeah,
I? Because I wasn't out here.
Yeah, I was miserable.
Difference from this year to last year, because I know it's pretty drastic. Kind of tell people about the changes you guys are going through.
Last year, we graduated a mess of seniors that went to college to play softball. You know, and that was a, you know, anytime you have that many collegiate softball players as seniors that leave you, you kind of feel like your following years are rebuilding years.
And some girls that are making noise as freshmen, too, at the next level, too. We should point that out as well. They're not just riding the pine everywhere. They're getting some minutes or minutes, you know, used to talk in other sports, sure. but they're playing and playing well at that next level, too.
Yep, and then, so you think rebuild year, and, you know, that's kind of how we started out, is we were going to be as competitive as possible. We knew we were going to be young. We have, right now, 5 juniors returning, senior returning, and then that was it. And I had to go down to the freshmen, and I picked up 4 freshmen from, you know, that came in ready to rock and roll, and so now we're kind of just, the big goal for us at the beginning of the season was we wanted to just be able to compete in every game and give every team our best. They're absolutely doing it right now.
Look at your guys' schedule. I see Midland on there. I see Big Rapids on there. I see Everett on there. And some people might say Everett, but Everett softball the past few years, if you don't know, has been an absolute powerhouse. Yep. Get Beale City on your guys' schedule. You guys have it loaded just like you had the last few years, and the girls are kind of performing like the last few years. What's your guys' exact record right now?
We are 14-5 right now. Beale's not on our record.
Oh, pardon me. Yep,
schedule, but we've had big games against Midland, big games against Big Rapids, and then Hemlock, and then Pinconning. Some pretty good teams that we found some growing pains in the first games of each one of those doubleheaders. Then we came out in the second game and we actually won. No team swept us yet. We feel pretty good about that. That's kind of something that the girls feel, you know, is kind of like a sense of pride, you know, a badge of honor type thing. So.
And from what you graduated last year, looking at your schedule, as long as you guys were competitive in every game, if you flip-flop and were 5-14, you still might feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a growth thing. You know, the wins are definitely a bonus. We were prepared for growing pains. My big goal as their coach is just to eliminate having a lot of them, I guess. So the fewer growing pains we could have, the better off we were going to be in the long run.
You guys, it's been back and forth. Division 2 or Division 3 this year for the playoffs?
We are in Division 2 probably for the foreseeable future.
All right. Yeah. And that's almost probably good for you as opposed to, one, are we going to be back and forth? Are we going to be back and forth? Now you just kind of know, let's roll with it. And yeah, it's one of those, with baseball and softball, there are some big city schools that don't necessarily have a baseball or softball program, so it moves some schools up into different divisions as opposed to the other sports. I feel like that's kind of important to point out to people, you know.
Yep. As we got bigger, other places got smaller, and that's just the way it is.
You were a standout baseball player in high school. I kind of always like to ask the baseball guys the comparison baseball to softball. Talk about that a little bit.
I was okay. Baseball is a slow game, and softball is a little bit faster. And, you know, I let some of these girls throw to me every once in a while, and there's sometimes they're up to bat, and I don't envy them seeing some of the stuff that they see. And I'm pretty amazed. It's incredible how they can hit, you know, someone throwing 60. You know, and moving the ball too.
You really don't get the visual until you're out here and you see it. In particular, when you walk by the bullpen, when you're used to walking by a baseball bullpen, you walk by the softball bullpen, you're like, that's all it is. From home plate to the pitcher's circle. It is just crazy. And if you haven't watched a softball game in a while, come watch one, because it is fun. There's a lot of scoring. There's a lot of action. And I always say with baseball, and coaches are doing this for a reason, when you get to the playoffs, you get to that bottom part of the order, you always hear a lot of time, well, I don't want you swinging until there's 2 strikes, because it's hard to throw a strike in baseball. Softball, there's not that problem. There's always girls swinging the bat. There's always a ball over the plate.
Yep, sure is.
coaching this particular group of girls. Like I said, the last 4 years, you've had those, you know, freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors, and now you got a few girls back from last year's team and some girls that have experienced that success, but then another young group coming up that you've also seen have some success, you know, coaching travel as well, though, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, while we're young, there's actually some experience here. You know, there's, you know, Katie Robinson, Zoe Tupper, Jordan Schaefer, Lily Droz, you know, those are some of my juniors that Evie Robinson, they've been on varsity here for a little while now, and we're young, but they're experienced enough where they can lead a little bit, and you know, they're really mentoring the freshmen who are coming up and playing in a big way right now.
Those girls probably would have had a lot more opportunities the last couple of years if you didn't have so many standout. Sure. You know what I mean? I feel like that's important to point out. And you know, one of my favorite teachers of all time found out she is going to be, you know, leaving Shepherd. Well, not leaving Shepherd, but she's retiring, Miss Cheney, and so I had to go give her some love the other day. What's it like having her around the staff? As you know, you're able to talk to me, and she's out there working with the girls right now.
Well, I can tell you right now that she, you know, she's helped us do book here and there the last couple of years, and you know, we, Tracy Lentz, moved on and went to do other things, and you know, we wish her well for sure. You know, losing that piece was scary, but it has absolutely been a blessing to have Cheney around. She's, you know, the girls love her. She, you know, she coaches, you know, with every bit of passion she's got. You know, she's just an overall good softball mind to have around, and you know, she's almost like the, I don't want to say softball mother, but she's something like that.
I was going to say a softball
every once in a while, and
or like a softball Yoda. If you haven't seen it before, you know that she's seen it.
Yeah.
How is your underhand throwing these days? And this is my one Joe Walters question. Do you ever try throwing, you know, BP to these girls?
I when I first started coaching, absolutely, and I was better at it then. The older I get, the worse I get at it. So
practice isn't making perfect for that shoulder nowadays,
no,
is it?
Nope, not at all.
Softball in the Jack Pine this year. I know about Claire. I see your guys' scores with Penconning. Who's going to be the top of the heap this year, in your opinion, so far?
I mean, Claire right now is undefeated. They just beat Meridian, who, I mean, Meridian is really good too. You know, so those two are going to be definitely difficult. Penconning, I mean, I think they're going to be another team to watch for.
And when I saw you guys split with them, and they didn't have a whole lot of records on there, but I think I saw, you know, a Bay City on there too, and it's like if they've even got them on their schedule, it kind of says something.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's got some good pitching, and that's definitely going to be something we're looking to prepare for.
Division two, who's going to be in your guys' district this year? Where is it at? That whole kind of deal.
Well, we're here in Shepherd. We drew Alma, and then there is a pre-district and then district semi between Swan Valley, Big Rapids, and Freeland. So it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be really hard to get out of it, but you know what? We're just going to go. We're just going to compete. Yep.
And that's the way, you know, I've been talking with, you know, Beale City, Sacred Heart Baseball and Softball, you know, come to this as I get my baseball and softball coverage going, and they're all going to have to deal with each other amongst Coleman, you know, Montebello, and some other schools in there. And I'll say the same thing I said to them after talking with them. Well, it's going to be tough, but if you get out of that district, you got to feel like, hey, whoever gets out of this gauntlet has got a chance to go a long way.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, there's some really good teams in the regional. The regional defending just Division II state champs are Gaylord, so they'll be there, and you know, I'm sure they're going to be just as good, if not better, than they were last year.
Gosh, 2-3 years ago, they had a couple sisters that were going to place.
They're still there. Oh yeah, yeah, they're still there.
There's going to keep more of them coming up, or were they freshmen when we were talking a few years ago? And now
they're freshmen, senior, junior right now.
Oh goodness gracious! Yep. Last thing, I always like to ask coaches, and something we've talked about before, but maybe you got a little different answer and learned something new. What are these girls learning playing softball? Something they just can't take away from the classroom.
You know, they're definitely learning, you know, teamwork, and you know, there's some valuable lessons right now. I mean, we're, like I said, we're a young team, and you know, they're learning to rely on each other and depend on each other, but also hold, you know, each other accountable. You know, somebody misses a hitting session, or you know, somebody is doing something wrong, they, you know, fundamentally or anything like that, they like to help point each other's, you know, flaws out so that we can be, you know, good for competition. So they're really good about that.
How big for you is that as a coach? Like I said, they're kind of taking that on themselves a little bit this early in the season, and with, you know, I'm going to say again, you're not super young, so you got a bunch of juniors, but I'll say it again, kind of a young roster.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. You know, I think it's part of the culture that we've set here. You know, we definitely want to play for one another and do what we can to help each other out, and it might not always be the best for, you know, the best for the individual, but it's the best for the team, and I just appreciate their willingness to do well for one another.
Last thing, the support sport that Shepherd softball, I mean baseball too, for people who haven't been here, you know, on a Saturday when you guys have a game or on a Tuesday evening when you may have a game, tell people a little bit about that environment, what they'd experience if they came out for it.
You know, a ton of people up and down that third baseline. You know, so I'm, you know, I coach third base, and I rarely look back down at the crowd. But the last couple games that I have, I mean, it's filled with people, and, you know, just the environment there. There's, you know, everyone's always into all of our games. And, you know, right now, I mean, everyone's, you know, we're still popping off home runs and stuff, which is pretty cool. So that kind of gets people riled up and excited, and they like seeing that type of thing too.
Yeah. Or do these girls have a chance for that home run record this year? Because, man, you guys have broke it the last few years, I feel like.
You know, at the beginning of the year, you know, I thought, you know, we got some freshmen, we're going to have to, like, really work hard to do it. But they have, through the first 19 games, they have 15 home runs. So, which is pretty incredible. One of our freshmen, Elise McDonald, she has, I think, 8. Leela Englehart, she has, I think, 3 or 4. So...
How lucky are you, Coach Loonsfoot? We'll ask that. I'll have that be the last question here.
I'll be lucky for the next 4 years. So I'm pretty happy. Got a young group coming in 8th grade, and, you know, just a lot of good things on the rise right now.
Yep. All right, Coach Loonsfoot, thanks for taking some time to chat with me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you've got legal questions and you don't know what to do, my attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Hi, this is Joe Barbary. Here's a motor vehicle accident tip. If you've been injured in an auto accident, you don't have to go to Detroit to get the best legal team to represent you. Myself and my staff have been doing auto accidents in the Central Michigan area for over 30 years. Most people I know don't want to drive 150 miles to meet with somebody that they've never met before. If you retain us at Barbary Law, you'll meet with an attorney face-to-face, and you'll be minutes away from doing so. So keep that in mind. If you're injured, or God forbid, a loved one is injured or killed in a motor vehicle accident, contact Barbary Law and we'll take care of you.
My attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Thank you for listening to Spock Sports Show with Chris Spockman, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, affiliates, and My 104.3 or Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to MyMichiganPodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.